Hello, and welcome to the Logistics Management Podcast Series. My name is Jeff Berman. I'm Group News Editor for Logistics Management Magazine and the Peerless Media Supply Chain Group. Today, it's a real pleasure to welcome Bob Voltman to the podcast. Bob serves as President and CEO for the Transportation Intermediaries Association down in Alexandria, Virginia. Bob's been at TIA since 1997, and prior to that, he served as Director of Policy for the National Industrial Transportation League in Washington, D.C. Hey, Bob, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, Jeff, thank you very much. It's great to be here.
Yeah, we're really happy to have you. Thanks again. Bob, before we really dig in, just to get things started, can you please provide sort of a brief overview of TIA, just basically in terms of your mission and the types of members that the organization serves?
Sure. So TIA is the voice of the third-party logistics industry, and we serve our members as they create, grow, manage, and protect ethical and profitable businesses. And our members range in size from startup to publicly traded. We represent about 70% of the industry by value and a little bit, and about 15% by number.
Okay, great. And so just to look at sort of things from a current events perspective, Bob, if you could sort of provide your take on the current state of the freight economy as it relates to the 3PL market, and specifically freight brokerage. I know we just recently talked about your Q1 market report that the TIA produces four times a year. Maybe we could talk a bit about what, use that as a jumping off point for sort of what's been happening in the market. And obviously there's a lot to talk about there and sort of where things stand now.
Sure. Thanks, Jeff. The market was beginning to be in decline as early as January. We were beginning to see a slowdown in the movement of freight and rates began to drop. Then there was a slight surge in early March as we prepared for shutdown and people panic bought. And then the economy went into free fall. Just like restaurants closing, the freight market closed. It's an almost the truck stop market demand index is an almost vertical line in the drop off of freight moving and prices to move freight. But we've begun to see a major pickup. But what we saw in the what we reported in the first quarter was that gross margin for third-party logistics companies were down, freight rates were down, and the actual number of movements were down. And that's consistent with what the market was showing us, which is, of course, why we reported it that way. Since things began reopening, freight rates are climbing, freight is climbing. And as restaurants reopen and more of America reopens, we're going to see a return to near normal. We've already seen rates and loads on the truck stop market demand index reach normal range again.
Okay, so what about that's good news to hear on the rate side, absolutely. How about along the lines of as we view the state of capacity, if you will, for perhaps a supply and demand perspective? COVID really put a wrench in things, to say the least. And as you said, things are rapidly improving. I know that Class 8 truck builds, for example, the order books are quite low. How do things like that and sort of and coupled with trucks being parked too, how do you sort of view the current state of capacity as it relates to supply and demand at this moment in time?
Well, at this moment in time, according to the truck stop data, we're at normal. So the market demand index for truck stop is around 30. And that's the number of loads posted by brokers to trucks posted. And we're at that point. As freight increases, those trucks that were parked will come back into the system. If the economy really heats up, supply will outstrip demand and rates will will climb.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then go ahead.
New truck orders, those will come back into place as the large companies feel comfortable.
Okay. And then you talked a bit about pricing being back to what would sort of be viewed as regular levels or normal levels. And I believe in the Q1 report, you said it was the first time margin percentage had dropped in advance of a recession. Can you just tell our audience, just expound on that a little bit for our audience in terms of what the takeaway of that data point is or was?
Right. So what we reported during in Q1 was that gross margin decreased 10 basis points overall. And then it continued to drop. Mm-hmm. And our numbers are, our Q1 numbers are, were consistent then with the public company report.
Okay.
And all of the publicly traded third-party logistics companies reported that their gross margins were down. Revenue was down, gross margins were down.
Okay. And then, so taking that a step further, it stands to reason that when your Q2 report comes out, there might be a bit more baked in pain that was already experienced in the market that's going to be really heavily factored into that report. Is that fair to assume?
Correct. We'll see what kind of drag April had. April was certainly worse than March because March we had two good weeks in March. And then two really bad weeks. So we'll see what effect the latter part of May as states began reopening and June have on the second quarter.
Okay. You know, Bob, you and I had spoken a few weeks back after some comments had been made by President Trump, sort of suggesting that freight brokers were, quote, price gouging small carriers, if you will. I'm just wondering if you could shed some light on that situation, explain what led to it, and sort of where things currently stand now in regards to that development.
Sure, Jeff. So again, we turned the economy off. It was like somebody flipped a light switch, and the amount of freight moving just plummeted overnight. So if you're a large trucking company, you can park your trucks, you can furlough your drivers. If you're an owner-operator, when you park your truck, it's in your driveway. And if you're furloughed, you're furloughed. There was no margin in there. And these guys were protesting that, but there was no price gouging. Our members were taking it in the shorts too. Rates were down because we weren't moving any freight and there was too many trucks for too little freight. There was a reason that trucks were able to come camping in Washington, D.C. It's because there was no freight for them to move.
Right.
And the administration let the industry down. You know, the administration went to bat for cruise ships, hotels, and airlines.
Sure.
They did not go to bat for the people who we relied on to deliver our food, medicine, and protective gear.
Right.
And so the White House, you know, kind of aggravated the situation without really helping. So there was no price gouging, as you know, from what we can see from the the overall market, there was no price gouging. It was simple market demand.
Sure.
And what we're seeing now on the other side, is as more freight chases a constraining amount of capacity, rates are going to go up. And so while rates in March were maybe even as much as a dollar less than they were the year before, rates in some parts of California now are a dollar more than they were a year before. So are the trucks price gouging? No, it's market supply and demand.
Sure, sure. Understood. Now, just in the limited time we have left here, Bob, just kind of wanted to take a more general approach. As you'd indicated, the U.S. economy obviously is taking many steps to reopen, especially in recent weeks. As we look at sort of what maybe any type of economic recovery could look like over the remainder of 2020 and into 2021, and I say this with the backdrop that trucking is often the indicator for the economy going into and out of recessions. And hopefully we're going to be on the right path out of the current situation. How do you guys see that? What do you hear from your membership? What are the data, the volumes, the numbers that you with the TIA look at? What are they telling you?
They're telling us that the economy is coming back, and it's coming back pretty quickly. I mean, I don't think we're going to see that really sharp V, but we are seeing market demand above average recovery and above 2019 rates on a week over week basis.
Okay. Now, above 2019,
that says good things.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Now, would I know that 2018 was a really good year, obviously, for the economy and for the freight sector. Will the economy not recover at a rate that would get us back to maybe those types of pricing levels or margin levels?
Well, 2018, I'm looking at the truck stop data right now, and toward the end of the year, 2018 and 2019 were in parallel. It was the early part of the year of 2018 where it was just roaring. And we're not quite at that point. We're slightly above the 2019 level right now, but we are not at the 2018 level for week 21.
Right. Well, that's encouraging to be above the 2019 level, given what the economy has been through in the last 10 to 12 weeks, for sure. Mm-hmm. So that's a good thing. Well, listen, Bob, we are out of time, but on behalf of Logistics Management and the Peerless Media Supply Chain Group, I'd like to offer up a big thank you for joining us today.
Thanks, Jeff. Great to be with you.
Yeah, absolutely. And for our listeners out there, be sure, if you're not already following our podcast, they're available wherever you get podcasts at the Supply Chain 24/7. So please be sure to subscribe. And thanks, everyone, for joining us today. Have a great day, and thank you. Goodbye.